آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
دنیا بھر میں فٹ بال کا جنون ایک بار پھر عروج پر ہے، بڑی ٹیمیں، بڑے اسٹیڈیمز اور ورلڈ کپ کے خواب۔ لیکن کیا پاکستان خواتین فٹ بال ٹیم بھی کبھی اس عالمی اسٹیج پر اپنی جگہ بنا سکے گی؟ پاکستانی ٹیم کی حالیہ پرفارمنس نے اس سوال کو پہلے سے زیادہ اہم بنا دیا ہے۔ ٹیم کی کپتان ماریا خان سے سنیے پاکستان میں خواتین فٹ بال کے بدلتے ہوئے منظر نامے اور مستقبل کے خوابوں پر یہ خصوصی گفتگو ایس بی ایس اردو پر۔ میں ہوں شادی خان سیف۔
Inshallah, we'll see Pakistan there one day, but we have to be very realistic. It's not going to be any time in the near future.
How do you see the journey moving forward? Do you think it's like on the right trajectory and it's progressing, or is it moving backwards and getting worse?
There is still a lot of work to be done and is being done by the Federation to try to sort things out domestically. Because again, we are a country of 250 million plus people. So, you know, the talent pool and talent size and talent potential that's sitting there for both boys and girls is really big. So, yeah, again, I think there's a lot of work to be done. And I think there is a lot of work being currently done to try to, you know, figure things out domestically and, you know, a sustainable calendar for international matches as well. But it's definitely not an easy task with such a big country.
What was the composition of your team? Was it like mostly comprising of players from like the expat community, or was it like a balance of locals and international?
We were Pakistani players representing Pakistan. Whether we came from different parts of Pakistan or we came from different parts of the world.
Do you see like playing opportunities being created for the players in Pakistan as well? Like, is it improving and you're getting more talent coming up domestically as well?
Not at the moment, because there's been no domestic structure for women's football or even for boys' football. So now that we have a governing body in place with the Federation, and you know, they've been able to create a women's department. So we're excited to see, you know, what comes from that. And, you know, things from our understanding are happening. So yeah, it's just one of those things where we need to let things play out. And, you know, once those kind of structures and those strategies and frameworks are in place, then hopefully we'll be able to, you know, create those playing opportunities, which historically have not been there.
And on your personal level, what plans you have to contribute for promotion of soccer in Pakistan, like in your personal capacity? What would you really like to do to take it to the next level?
For me, it's, you know, still continuing to try to improve as a player, so that, you know, anytime we're able to represent the country in international fixtures, that I'm in the best state possible as a player to be able to represent the country well.
The Australian football team, the female football team, apparently is more popular and apparently doing better than the men's football team. Do players or teams from Pakistan also look at it and get some inspiration? Do they at least know about the Matildas?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're involved in women's football, it's difficult to not know about the Matildas. And also even their recent Asia Cup performance. Yes, they made it to the final and, you know, unfortunately they weren't able to, you know, to win. But again, I think the football that we saw from them, that we see from them on an international stage, you know, they have world-class players that are playing at the highest level. So yeah, I would like to think, you know, if you're involved in women's football, you definitely know about the Matildas. I know myself and my teammates are aware of them, and you know, I think they're definitely an inspiration to not just Asia, I think to the world. And also the way the country supports the Matildas, and you know, the way the fan base continues to grow, it's amazing to see. And even with the A-League as well, you know, continuing to attract talent and produce talent as well. It's really great to see. And I think it's definitely a North Star for a lot of countries and for a lot of teams to do what the Matildas are doing. for us as a team and as a group of women, we really do love supporting and representing Pakistan and doing what we can to try to bring awareness, not just to the women's team, but to sports in general in Pakistan, because there is so much talent across different sports within the country. And a lot of times those talents go a little unnoticed or unrecognized for various reasons. So, you know, we as a team understand, you know, our responsibility to perform on the pitch, because it's those kind of performances like you saw in Ivory Coast, or like you've heard about in Ivory Coast, that really bring the right attention and awareness to, again, not just women's football in Pakistan, but sports in Pakistan. So, yeah, we continue to ask for, you know, the fan support. We continue to look forward to any future opportunities that we have to play and represent the country. So, as always, Pakistan's in the bud. Yeah.
ये पॉडकास्ट आपके लिए शादी खान सैफ ने तैयार किया था।
लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।